Thank you, and it's an honor to be with this selected group, the PHA, and because I used to go to GSA and AGS, because I'm in primary a geriatrician, but also a researcher. And my paper today is related, it's a continuation of what previous studies published in our in some journals. But in general, we have lower rates for mammography use in Latin American and Caribbean, older women. I am talking about women 60 years old and older. And even lower than many Hispanic women in the United States. And also, the influence of health insurance is very important in pap smear and also in mammography use and other socioeconomic factors like education. My presentation is focused in functional and sensory disability because it's an increasing problem in Latin American and Caribbean countries. And there is limited information how disability is influencing cancer screening use in these populations. The objective is to assess unmet cancer screening needs, mammography or pap smear use, according to health insurance coverage among older women with disabilities. And these are the learning objectives that we have. And this is the database from, it's a round cross-sectional surveys from 7 cities in Latin America and the Caribbean. And we have 2 measures of unmet needs for healthcare access, that is pap smear, the absence of pap smear, or the absence of mammography use, are the dependent variables. And 2 measures of disability, functional and sensory. Functional include instrumental activities of daily living and AADL activities also, and a combination of those. And for sensory disability have near or distant vision and hearing, and sensory disability was defined as reporting any fair poor vision or hearing. This is a, in general, population, this is the combined sample of these 6 cities in Latin America. This is a population, a low educated population, 5 years only in the mean education. They have a variation in health insurance coverage, and in total it is 86% of the population they have insurance. And also about 37% had any functional disability, either IADL or AADL, and any sensory disability about 45%. You can see here how they don't have a pap smear. 60% of the population, they don't have a pap smear within the last 2 years. And 72% of the population, they don't have a mammography use. And now the multivariable analysis for each of the cities. And the most important to show to you is the effect of disability and also the effect of health insurance. You can see here, for example, the health insurance is almost in most of the cities in the combined sample, meaning that more health insurance is related to less unmet pap smear or unmet mammography use, for example. But by contrast, some disabilities, either functional or sensory, tend to have a greater odds for having unmet pap smear or mammography use. And this is, in another way, multivariate analysis using the combined sample of 6 cities. This is for not having a pap smear, for example, being disabled and uninsured compared to those being disabled and insured. There is higher risk for having, for not having a pap smear, those among those being disabled that they don't have insurance. And similarly, also, when we consider in this second model, sensory disability, they tend to have, being disabled without insurance, tend to have higher odds for unmet pap smear or mammography use. But we can see, in addition to the effect of insurance, we can see also the effect of disability, because, for example, here, being disabled tend to have higher odds ratios, for example, for not having a pap smear versus just not being disabled and uninsured in comparing these two categories, for example. In other words, the major effect is related to lack of insurance in these populations. However, either functional disability or sensory disability also has an important effect for unmet pap smear or mammography use in these populations. My conclusions are that being uninsured was significantly associated with unmet cancer screening needs, lack of a mammography or a pap smear within the last 2 years among functional or sensory disabled Latin American and Caribbean older women. But both functional and sensory disability are affecting access for cancer screening. Probably the important is many people are considering functional disability but not sensory disability. You know, only a few papers are still related to sensory disability. Everybody thinks about functional disability in general, but not about the other kind of disabilities. Probably the distinction of this analysis to others. That also sensory disability is an important barrier for cancer screening in this population. Okay, thank you.
You have time for questions?
Uh-huh. Why would you conclude that a person who can't see very well would not get screened for cancer?
Almost always, why is the more difficult question for, because I don't have really a good answer for that. Because, you know, in many ways, also sensory disability is a barrier, right? But probably it's a marker or something additional that we did not measure in this analysis. Something, you know, people probably are affected by self-esteem or have low recognition for self-care or something. I am just speculating, but I really don't have a good answer for that, okay? We don't have a good measure in the database about social support. Only other socioeconomic variables, for example, education and financial strain, but no other kind of social support. Could be a potential reason also, you know, that kind of measure may explain part of that kind of association. Okay, good question. Okay.